What were your expectations in getting The Healer published?
Well, you know, as a writer, you don't just write for the closet, you write to communicate. So my major expectation would be that I would have readers who would enjoy it and maybe give me some feedback. One of the most enjoyable events was a book club that read it and actually came out here to the ranch and sat down and had a discussion about it. And I got to sit with them and gossip about my characters as if they were real people. And that was really fun.
Do you normally hold workshops and book clubs out at your ranch?
Quite often. I try to run one or two writing workshops per year. And we also get elder hostel groups who come out and I teach them journal and memoir. And so it's always good to keep in touch with people that way and share my love of writing with them.
How did your love of writing begin?
By reading. In fact, when I was little, I kind of thought everybody wrote, that it would just be a natural thing that people like reading and they also like writing. So I started writing when I was very young, writing poems and little stories and things.
So then, when was the first time that you were published?
Pretty well the first time, I would say, would be in high school in the yearbook and the student newspaper. And I continued that through university, working in the newspaper. And my first job was with a student newspaper after I graduated.
And was that fantasy, or was that, what genre was that?
Well, I was, of course, writing articles and, you know, going out and doing research and taking pictures, but I also had quite a few poems mostly published at that time.
Mm-hmm. Has it been more of a struggle to write Darkness of the God than it was to write The Healer?
No, I just kind of had to keep in mind, you know, continuity.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess similar to the TV series, I use what I call a Bible. And so it's a database where I can check on, you know, the color of somebody's hair or when they were born or whether they're still alive. So you have to keep your continuity. But I had a hook in that I introduced the new group of characters who were the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And the research for that was so much fun. And once the characters were developed, I liked them so much that it made the writing pretty easy.
So what was the hardest thing you had to overcome when you were writing Darkness of the God, other than continuity? And
I guess keeping the interest up for the reader. A middle book of a trilogy is always a bit of a problem in that, you know, it's the middle, and you can't sort of draw everything to a conclusion, and you have to bring the story forward, but sometimes it's at a more coasting level. But, I mean, with the title, The Darkness of the God, you know that you have to get to some darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens and you've got little Anna having her battles with Kaldos, the sparks did fly. And even as a writer, I was kind of amazed at some of the things that happened.
Mm-hmm. Did you model any of the characters after anyone in your life?
Well, you always do that in a way, but it's more or less as a composite and a magnification, so there is nobody who's going to look at that and say, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do have the Canadian do-gooder character, and, you know, you can look around, lots of Canadians to look at, and sometimes when we go overseas, we do tend to be naive do-gooders, and that's kind of fun to play with.
So how come you set it in the Mexican desert?
I had started, of course, with The Healer in Brazil,
right.
And that was entirely accidental, because when I wrote the short story that initially, you know, that I wrote first before turning it into a novel, I set it in the setting which I thought of a book I'd read in university, and I thought it was set in a South American city, and I started to research Bahia in Brazil and was very taken with that city. But later, when I found that book I'd read in university, it was actually set in Mexico City. So I could have started in Mexico, and I have visited Mexico several times. I have never visited Brazil. So as my characters are fleeing, I kind of brought them up to Mexico because I was more familiar with it.
And so how come later on in the book you shifted it to the Caribbean?
Well, Kaldos, of course, is an international figure, and he's basing himself in Miami for the United States, but he needs a place that he can get away, and he needs a place where there's not too many eyes looking at him. And so an island in the Caribbean is about as private as you can get.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Amber, for the chance to interview you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.